The price of unleaded gas is now about $2.15 a gallon in parts of the state. Dave Schlabowski of the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin says he hopes the tab goes even higher.
Because when it goes up, I'm thinking more people ride bikes, and I like to see more people on bikes.
This week, the Bicycle Federation and other groups are leading rides, races, and other events as part of National Bike to Work Week. People with bad bike brakes were among the 25 politicians, city workers, and others who took a 5-mile bike ride today along Milwaukee city streets. It was the usual swerving to avoid pedestrians, vehicles, and even a curbside beer bottle. But like some other cities in the state, Milwaukee is slowly adding traffic lanes, paths, and bridges to help separate bike riders from potential hazards. Mike Lawhern of Milwaukee's Pedestrian Bicycle Task Force told the riders about one upcoming change on Prospect Avenue.
You'll see that the line separating the bike lane from the traffic lane is a dashed line. That will be a solid line before the end of summer this year.
Other changes are coming too. In fact, the Bicycle Federation's Dave Schlabowski says the House and Senate have both passed transportation bills that he says have fairly good funding improvements for national bicycling projects. He mentions a Safe Route to School program,
which not only tries to educate kids how to walk and bike safely to school, it also works with law enforcement to make it actually safer for kids to do so, and works with city municipalities to build better infrastructure, fix intersections perhaps that are difficult for kids to cross.
But Congress and the Bush administration have been unable to settle their differences on the transportation bill. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett served in Congress for 10 years and joined part of today's ride. He says Washington log jams can be broken.
You can always come to a compromise in Washington. It may not be the best compromise, but you can always come to a compromise.
Barrett says if the price of gas continues to rise, more people may pressure Congress to help with transportation alternatives like bicycling. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.